We had a riot at Central High School in 1969. We had a riot. The reason I know this is, quote, our adopted son was at Central High School.
And his name was?
Zachary Jones.
Zachary Jones.
But his name at that point in time was known as Clark Jones. Clark was a resident of the Tulsa Boys Home. When I first came to Tulsa and really was seeking opportunities to work in this community, I was asked to be a member of the Junior Association of Tulsa Boys Home. And at that point in time, in May of 1967, Pop Singleton and Jerry Dillon came into the Junior Association and said, the federal government is going to force us to integrate, and so we might as well take this youngster who's black into the home. This youngster was at Children's Medical Center. He was placed there by the Department of Human Services. This was a child that had very limited language. He was brought to the Tulsa Boys Home by the police department. So John Self was a counselor at the home, and he just said to me, why don't you see if you can work with this youngster and get him to talk? And so I did. My children and I would spend some time with him, and we would read books. This little kiddo, he was 11 at that point in time, grew and grew and grew. He was 6'8". At that point in time, he really did not identify his parents or were his mother in the scene. So he would spend weekends with us and ultimately holidays. Eddie Sutton was leaving Central High School and had come to the boys' home and said, you ought to keep your eye on this guy. He's got some talent. Clark then decided he was ready for Central High School because he was not prepared to attend any other school. He was playing basketball with the boys' home basketball team at the boys' club. Jim Howard was the coach at Central, and he saw something in Clark and really worked with him. I tutored Clark all the way through high school, and Ken Hayes recruited him for TU. We knew that he could not make it academically at Tulsa University. So working with Ken Hayes, he went to Crowder Junior College in Missouri, and he blossomed, did really well. He returned to University of Tulsa as a junior. He came to live with us permanently when he was no longer at the boys' home. He grew up in our family. Our kids recognize him as a brother, and he recognizes our kids as his siblings. He calls me Mom. He calls Joe Dad. He's just part of our family. He was starting TU. He was the center for TU's basketball team. His mother came back on the scene. She was in Seattle, and he learned that his real name was Zachary. So he came home from picture day, and he said, I decided I'm going to use my real name. He wanted to go see his mother in Seattle, and we sent him up there, and that was okay. He returned the next day. Zach then was being recruited by the NBA, but he was not going to make it. So he tried out for Athletes in Action, and their team was full, but he was picked up by France. He went to France on a trial basis, was extremely successful. I remember saying, take advantage of everything they offer you, like language classes. And he's fluent in French, and he stayed in France. He's now 55. He played basketball until he was 47 in France and is coaching now. Married a French girl, has two children. We call him Little Jason. Little Jason is 6'8". He was a starting center for Northeastern University in Tahlequah. Was named All-American. And Sarah Joellen is on the rowing team for Central State. She's a junior. She has straight A's, and we're really proud of her work. So that's my connection with Zach Jones. That's how I know about Central High School and the riot, because Larry Alexander and Roy Lewis were there, and they knew I tutored him, and they called me and said, you need to come down here because he is in the middle of the street trying to negotiate between the white and the black kids.
Bring us into that scene then. What was going on? What were they negotiating?
Well,
what was the fight?
They were upset. Black and white kids were upset with one another, and they were fighting, and they had lined up either side of the street. I guess that was Cincinnati. They were going to fight. They were rioting. Clark was out there in the middle trying to stop this. And Mr. Lewis said, you've got to get him out of there, Nancy. This is not safe.
So you went down there?
I went down there.
And
what
did you do?
And I said, Zach, come on. Well, Clark, this is not good. You got to let the police hire them.
Did the tension begin to reduce?
Tension reduced and things went sort of back to normal. I don't remember. I just remember taking him out of there and taking him home.
Yeah.
Because it was not a good situation. So I know about Central High School and some of the challenges that they had. Webster did not seem to have that challenge. The challenge from South Haven, those children went to Webster eventually. They did not seem to have those challenges. You know, there certainly were some issues as some of the black youngsters chose to stay at Edison High School, chose to stay at Hale, chose to stay at Rogers. But for the most part, the integration, even though we had some involuntary, worked for the most part. But it took a lot of people, incredible teachers and administrators, just working on that all the time.